Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a German pastor who died for his faith during World War II, wrote, "The cross is not the terrible end to an otherwise God-fearing and happy life, but it meets us at the beginning of our communion with Christ. When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die." Bonhoeffer's words point out two truths. One, the dread of the cross has not lost its grip on men and women who think that following Christ as they bear a cross is the end of a life of pleasure and normalcy. And two, the opposition of the world to the cross is unrelenting. It cost this uncompromising and committed German theologian and activist his very life. Yes, you may think, I'd rather be a live chicken than a dead hero. But would you really? Though you never may have thought much about it, Christianity without a cross is an oxymoron, a contradiction of terms. There can no more be a crossless Christianity than you can have a lake without water or spring flowers without the freezing of winter. I am reminded of the old story of a boys' choir who wanted to begin their concert by marching down the aisle of the church, bearing crosses, singing lustily, "Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war," and so forth. "Not so," cried the rector of the church, adding, "We will not have barbaric crosses in this church." So the crosses were collected and stacked behind the door in the church office. Not to be outstaged, however, the boys defied the rector, singing, "Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war," with the cross of Jesus hid behind the door. When the cross is removed, you have no gospel, only a religious form, void of meaning and purpose. And when you think that you can follow Jesus Christ, reaping the benefits of the Christian experience without taking up your cross and following Him, you are as foolish as the one who expects to enjoy a garden without cultivating the soil, or enjoy the blessing of parenting without giving birth to life. Jesus challenged the disciples. "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." In addressing this issue, something which you and I must do to please him, Jesus did not hurl the words at the disciples in anger or present the cause in such a way as to motivate them through guilt. He just stated the premise in simple and factual terms, but he used strong words. He must take up his cross. Is this the end of your personal life, as some think, or the beginning of a freedom from everything that really drags you down spiritually? Do you remember the scene from John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress? When Christian got to the cross, his burden began rolling downhill and was consumed by the sepulcher or the open tomb. The cross and the one who bore the Roman cross to Calvary are inseparably linked together, and only when you take up your cross to follow Christ will you ever get to know the power of the resurrection. It's impossible to have the fellowship of Christ apart from following Him by taking up the cross God has for you. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was right. When Christ calls you, He calls you to come and to die to self and to sin. But He invites you to live and to let His resurrected life bring you into a place of sweet fellowship and joy which you would never know otherwise. When you follow Christ, you no longer control your destiny, but neither do you have to be concerned about your future.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.